Matthew chapter 13, today on Through the Word. Stories. We love to tell stories, and we love to listen to them. Here in chapter 13, Jesus tells his disciples some stories. Why? Well, here with me to help answer that question is my good friend Jonathan Ferguson. Jonathan, tell us about Jesus' stories.
Well, Chris, Jesus does tell a few stories here, but the type of storytelling that Jesus uses is a special one. It's called a parable. Now, the word parable comes from a couple of Greek words that means to cast alongside. A parable is a story that's cast alongside a spiritual truth to make the lesson clear. But these spiritual truths were not so simple to understand. Speaking to his disciples, Jesus says in verse 11, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." The them were the outsiders. Jesus was using parables to reveal truth to those whom the Holy Spirit revealed the meaning.
So Jesus is teaching his disciples about the kingdom of heaven and is using stories to do it.
Right. Now the first parable is the parable of the sower, and Jesus starts in verse 3. "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let him hear." Now, Jesus explains this parable to his disciples, telling them that the seed represents the message of the kingdom, and the different soils represent four different responses people have to that message, ranging from outright rejection to full acceptance. Unfortunately, we see here that the majority of people who hear the message of the kingdom will reject it and will not produce any fruit in their lives.
So Jesus explains the first parable to us. That's great. It's not too difficult to catch the meaning when it's clearly laid out for you. This explanation allows us to also get an idea of how we should be looking at the other parables for interpretation as well. Most things in the parable will represent something that's spiritual, but not all things are always equally important. Now, how about the other parables? What do we have up next?
The second parable is about a man who plants a field of wheat, but in the night his enemy comes and plants tares or weeds in the field. Tares look like wheat until it comes to bearing fruit. You can tell the difference between the wheat and the tares by their fruit. And Jesus explains this parable as well. The wheat represents believers, those of the kingdom of heaven. The tares are those sown by the devil among the believers. Now, how can you tell a true believer from a fake? Look at the fruit.
Now, the next two parables reveal to us how the kingdom of heaven will grow supernaturally. Look at verse 31. "He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds may come and perch in its branches." And he told them still another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough." Now, in both of these stories, the kingdom of heaven is compared to something extremely small, a mustard seed and yeast. But plant that small seed, and a large bush grows quickly. Put that yeast in a small amount of flour and watch it expand. The kingdom of God may have had a small beginning in your life, in my life, in the world, but it is still expanding to this day. I've heard a couple different ways to read these parables, so you might want to look into interpretations, and you might want to spend some time thinking through it. And that's okay. Part of the idea of a parable is to get you thinking.
And then we come to my two favorite parables. Now look at verse 44. "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field." In this first parable, a man comes into a field and finds a buried treasure. Since the land is not his, he can't just lay claim to the treasure. No, he first goes and sells everything he has. Then he buys the field, which now grants him that buried treasure. In the Old Testament, the nation of Israel is often portrayed as God's treasure. So we see here a picture of Jesus giving up everything he had in order to come back one day and claim his possession that he has redeemed. Now, look at verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Now, this parable sounds very similar to the first. A man finds a treasure and joyfully sells everything to gain it. But there is a difference. Pearls come from the sea, and in Scripture, the nations of the world are often poetically compared to the seas. So this treasure is a treasure from among the nations, from the nations of the world. Whereas the buried treasure represents Israel, the pearl represents the church, coming from among the nations of the world. But Jesus, once again, willingly gave up everything for us.
That's right. And an important part of the interpretation is that Jesus is the one who gave it all for us. It's not just us giving everything. Jesus paid the price to gain us. Now, the final parable that Jesus tells is the parable of the net. Verse 47. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up onto the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Just as in the parable of the wheat and tares, Jesus reveals in the last days there will come a time of judgment where the righteous will be separated from the wicked. The righteous will continue in the kingdom of God, but the unrighteous will be cast into the fires of hell.
Now, in these parables, Jesus is revealing new truths about the kingdom of heaven. And when you piece them all together, a beautiful picture arises. The kingdom of heaven would begin with Jesus giving up everything in order to purchase for himself a treasure, both the nation of Israel and the church. The message of the kingdom would go forth, but many would reject it. It would start small, but grow supernaturally. And during its growth, there would be false believers among the true believers. But in the end, God will separate the righteous from the unrighteous and will reward the righteous and judge the wicked.
It is a beautiful and powerful truth, and it's told in 7 short episodes. It's kind of like a mini-series here.
Matthew chapter 13, The Parables of the King.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.
Kind of like a mini-series here. So what do you think, Jonathan? Who should we pitch the idea to? Should we go cable or network?
Chris, you got to think bigger. Get Peter Jackson to direct it. We could make like 3 movies from each story.
Jonathan, you're getting ridiculous here. We got to be real. But do you think we could get Chris Pratt to play the sower? Everything he does goes big.